One begins by arousing bodhicitta, which is the effort and wish done in order to attain perfect Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings, master space to a start, and one resolves to make an effort with respect to listening to the teachings, reflect upon the meaning, and the practice of meditation.
Also, Drupzan Tatoba, Tosan Tatoba, any Sanjay Kosanji, and
so, in terms of the Mahayana, one strives to achieve Buddhahood in relation to which there are three kayas.
Ta Chitan Tanda Kosom Tela, Sini, Kosom Jin Sini, and Kosom Jerangin Tela, she told me that was my day.
So there are many different explanations regarding the definitions or characteristics of the three kaya.
Then that trend, Kizan Zhu Dang, Dagu Tajin, is Gongba, Gongba Yin, then Yinting, 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 Rere La Yinting, Jeta Lenda Kishan Yudhu Kishan.
So in terms of the treasury of knowledge and the jewel ornament, each of the three kayas is said to be endowed with eight qualities, which are to be explained tonight.
Then Tambo Kekia de Akizan do Gigasen and Dandandi, looking Kirabondi Kitire, Kirabondi Tenebekid.
So the textbook, The Open Door to Wisdom, is then based on the treasury of knowledge, and tonight's explanation will be related to that textbook.
Tene hira gonji de tanda da do lo da ba su ka ke lo gon se sa ba re de yin ne yan de ji ji yan na sa do do re.
So some of you have studied this textbook, but in any case, Rinpoche has decided to use it as the basis for his explanation.
Tene tambo chuku tseni te nyamso, nyamso yun tingi ji de chuku tseni.
So there are then, or the Dharmakaya has various characteristics such as sameness and so forth. In all eight characteristics are enumerated.
So the
Dharmakaya of all Buddhas is not differentiated in relation to these different Buddhas. In terms of essential nature, it is always the same or
sameness. Nyam so yin ting ji ting chukun ting yi zhen de sabu yin re. Nyam so se de nyam ba de ngu se kye rwa, nyam ba so yin ting ji zhen de ba, teni chukun ting yi.
So there is then this characteristic of the Dharmakaya, that it is equal or always the same, and that's one of the eight characteristics.
Ti nyam so je de nyam ba, Sapa, Tapa, Chipa, Yang Tapa, Sama, Osava, Longju, Zopa, and Deva, and Jena.
So there is this first quality mentioned, and then there is the second, which is that it is the Dharmakaya, namely, has the quality of being deep or profound, it is also permanent. Then there is the following quality enumerated, which is that it is one in the sense that expanse and wisdom are not two separate things. Then we have the following quality, which is that it is perfect or ultimate. Then we have the following, which is purity, and then the following, which is luminosity. Then the eighth is that it is connected with the Sambhogakaya. So these are the eight qualities then of the Dharmakaya.
Tela tambo ta nyamba dare. Nyambe cheba de karera sana sanje tham je je. Chukala cheba me bese nyamba tam. Chuk nyamba ni re karera sana sanje tham je je chukala Zangin la so pe chepar me to say na sanje tham je je chu jiko te nyamba ni.
So the Dharmakaya of all Buddhas is equality or sameness. There are no differences such as the Dharmakaya being superior in some cases and inferior in other cases. It is always the same in relation to all the Buddhas or any Buddha.
Pen namka te la sala tu te shalu no zan so yeva yeva re ma do kaige la ma tu na namka ngo la te ni yeva me ba.
For example, space is divided into various directions in relation to Earth. If space isn't related to Earth, to the Earth at all, then it is, so to speak, always the same. There are no, or there is no differentiation whatsoever in relation to space, unless it is related to something else, such as the Earth, at which point then, as was said, it can be, so to speak, divided up into the various directions.
Pena pumbata vichir chayana, kherje pumbatan, zaye pumbala sopa, te se pumbaye bakasu nanga namka tadere. Then it's Zawam, the Kevin Laws of the Sea, no, the Chasona. Then it be Nanga Namka, the Surge Namkata, Yeva Mabachan. Then I would give it.
So if one considers the space in a vase, it is separated from outer space for as long as there is a vase, such as a vase made of glass or clay, The moment the vase has broken into pieces, then there is no longer any differentiation between the space that was in the vase and the space outside of the
vase. Rūpa tam che dan trabe tokpar kāpa se. Chūka te sāpa re, sāpa yinpa jinsin kāra re sa na. Rūpa ta tam che dan trabe kinto tokpar kāpa se na, tani chūka te sāpa re, sāpa che.
Then the second quality is that the Dharmakaya is deep or profound for the reason that it is devoid of or beyond all mental fabrication. Being beyond all mental fabrication, it is difficult to fathom or realize, and because of that, or for that reason, it is profound.
Tene chertang chukku xie pan damanda yore, xie yore te, so tsangre ma to chukku mwene te, nam toku yolende apare to tuku yore.
So, the Dharmakaya is described in various ways. In actual fact, it is beyond... or it is impossible to express or describe the true Dharmakaya in words, since, as was said, it is beyond mental fabrication. It is also permanent, since it is uncompounded, and since it is devoid of the three aspects of time, arising or birth, and obstruction. So, being uncompounded here is related to the ultimate. It is not the uncompounded which is put forth in relation to that which is compounded. So this type of being uncompounded is beyond what one ordinarily means by compounded or uncompounded.
Tene chuka te metapa yena kande ingore se na metapa yena dhusom yogobre kenga yogobre. Tene chuka te la dhusom lende pa kenga tang trava yinpa se na tene takpare.
If then the Dharmakaya were to be impermanent, it then could be related to the three times. It would have arising, and it would be obstructed or come to an end at one point or another.
Then in the cap, the chuka takpatam, chuka la takpar yapa te yang, takke niche de sepe, takpatimare, takke nilin depe, tona tene, takpa setapare.
So this type of permanence is beyond the two extremes of ordinary permanence and impermanence.
Te jomchen karasana gyoy lama tene namgya gyoy te ndevi kapso tanda de dan ta nye ji yin ten paro simpan desa takpa tanda yin ten ji paro de simpan tan di kapse takpa de tanda ji pa yungi. Tanda de dan ta nye ji yin ten paro simpan desa.
So in the Uttaratantra Shastra, then this text in relation to the Dharmakaya speaks of transcending purity, transcending self, transcending bliss, and transcending permanence. So it's transcending permanence which is meant here, not ordinary permanence.
So
one has to then go into this in detail, namely what is meant by uncompounded and permanent here. As was said, it is not the ordinary type of being uncompounded nor ordinary permanent. Both are beyond the two extremes that then are mutually dependent, that depend upon each other when presented. That is to say, being compounded or uncompounded, and permanent or impermanent.
Sākīṃ tā dzokīṃ tēsū kāpsuā kūn sāṃ sāṃ tākpa tāñī māngbū yāngurī tēsū tāṃ tēyā dētā tuñ tā chīkvā rē tā khē jīn tā līn dēpā lā tākpa tāñī tēmbā rā
tā
khē jīn tā līn dēpā tā khē jīn tā līn
dēpā tā In the Mahamudra and Mahati traditions, then this term permanent is used frequently, and it then refers to permanence beyond, for example, the two extremes of eternalism and nihilism, or what one usually means by permanent and impermanent.
Chicken
The Dharmakaya is also one or oneness, and as was said, space or expanse and wisdom are undifferentiated, they are not two separate things. Expanse or space relates to the essence, which is emptiness free from mental fabrication, and wisdom relates to nature, which is luminosity. These two are not separate, they are inseparable, and in that sense, the Dharmakaya is oneness.
Then the Kovang the Sena Chukasiji, the Kandere Sena Travasona, Chukasiji, the Ying Dan Yi, Yen Mabare Sena Yang, Pachendri.
So one can then say that the Dharmakaya is the inseparability of expanse and wisdom.
Yang Dagbara. Yang Dagbara said the Karera Sana Drundo Batang Kuban Deba. Then a Mabala Yeres and a Drundo Bare. Yabala Yamaris and a Kundevi. That Drundo Batang Kundev Yan Talin Debe. Sena Tija Maloba.
So the Dharmakaya is perfect since it is beyond the extremes of exaggeration and denial. In terms of the first, that relates to imposing or imputing existence where there is none. Then we have denial, which is the opposite, namely to deny the existence of something altogether. And since the Dharmakaya is beyond these two extremes, it is perfect, it is then free from any error.
So one can
present this in the form of an argument, which would be as follows. Given the Dharmakaya, it is perfect and free from error, since it is beyond the two extremes of exaggeration and denial. So it is also purity, since it is devoid of the stains of the three types of obscurations. If one were to present that as an argument, it would be as follows then. Given the Dharmakaya, it is purity, since it is devoid of the stains of the three types of obscurations, namely the obscurations of afflictions, of objects of knowledge, and obscurations ensuing from grasping samadhi.
Chitan drapa tela jilamani drapa gor yevatan drapa yangar yevan tan sondu yevatan ni ni zdova so mangbu yere tar dona drapa te nyumum drapa te hiz drapa ni ji kongso mandi va meva.
So in texts such as the Uttara Tantra Shastra and others, many different categories of obscurations have been presented. In some texts speak of nine, some of five, some of three categories, and some of two. In brief, all types of obscurations can be summed up into the following two, namely the obscurations of afflictions and objects of knowledge.
Pen drapa kanga dor dana namdo re, namdo rakpa tiso nyumongpa drapa re, namdo traba tiso hinda traba tiso hinda drapa la dobre.
In short, obscurations are concepts. There are then two types of concepts, mainly coarse and subtle. These then relate to the obscurations of afflictions and objects of knowledge.
Re, the wanga tanda denzin tia oma tanjer bolola denzin yinda sunjoba tan denzin hida sun re oma banana denzin yinda sunjoba tan hida sunjoba chepa yinguye.
So in terms of the Madhyamaka tradition, these two obscurations have been related in different ways to different types of grasping. At times, or some scholars assert that grasping at reality or conceiving of true existence is related to obscurations of afflictions. Others then assert that this type of grasping is related to the obscurations of objects of knowledge. So various scholars have presented various explanations in relation to this. So some then, as we saw, assert that grasping things as real and solid is related to the obscurations of afflictions, since such grasping is something coarse, and these obscurations of afflictions are coarse.
Then denzin hidup su yonge su karasana ngupo la denban zimbati hibza la denban zimbati hibzi chuchin nelo tokpa la dhepa dhugandu tisena hibzi dhepa re lo sama hibza thong tam denban.
Some then have related such grasping to the second type, namely obscurations of objects of knowledge, since such grasping prevents one from realizing the true nature of objects of knowledge.
This is a time door donor, drippa some tema yona de sama mare so far. Drippa some kanga yan tema made it in a sama, salmon on its
So in Greek, then, anything that is stained by these three obscurations is not pure, and that which is devoid of them is pure. So as was said, that which is stained by these three obscurations is then impure. Then beings have this concept of impurity. They grasp this impurity as something real and solid. Whether that grasping is related to obscurations of afflictions or objects of knowledge, So that conceptuality, namely grasping at impurity as real and solid, could be then related to any of the two obscurations mentioned. In either case, it's a question of a conceptual mind or concept. So one then has to see what that type of conceptuality is related to, which type of obscurations it's related to. If one dreams of a swamp, which is something dirty and impure, then in terms of that object dreamt of, it is in actual fact non-existent, though it is grasped as real and solid. Whether such grasping is related to the first or second type of obscurations, one then has to look into or examine. So maybe such grasping, maybe the concept of impurity in the dream is related to the first type of obscurations. Maybe since such conceptuality is very coarse, maybe it's related to the second type, since such grasping prevents realization of the true nature of objects of knowledge. So then usually beings tend to conceive of themselves as pure or clean. Beings do not usually think of themselves as being made up of impure substances or repulsive substances. The moment something has entered the mouth and is swallowed and comes down into the stomach, one conceives of it as something clean. Whether such rough and what is external to oneself is conceived as unclean or impure, whether such grasping or conception is related to the first type of obscurations or the second, one then has to examine or look into. In brief, it is here proved that the Dharmakaya is pure since it is devoid of the stains of the three obscurations.
Oh, yeah.
Then the seventh is luminosity or clarity.
Number Let us say, can you tell me? Can I cup of tea? He's a little bit of my tea.
And did I?
Also, Number, Ying the require me, but Ying the require me, but Ying give me the top and on the job at the Namdol and Debe. Then he hit you Namdol and Deba and Mikbare. This and also what is it? Mikin's also not a young enough to put it. Miyate, same genelo, Mixatam, Mixi, Minis and Mixat and Mixi in the Abare. In a tiny door, the number Madope, number Madopa, and make the Vajin.
So the Dharma Kaya is luminosity, or it has this quality of luminosity or clarity. That is then explained as follows. It is luminous since Jingrik Yermepa de. First, then, the inseparability of space and awareness, or space and insight, has been manifested. That inseparability is then non-conceptual. Then, through this non, or by this non-conceptuality, there is focus upon that very non-conceptuality. For that reason, there is luminosity.
De tendan de chukote yin de repa yin me bare yin re yin mi la yin re yin mi gimik de banda ho chi ye re tenda yin re yin mi rang ga ngol ne bare.
So it might seem as if though there is a focus and something focused upon. The focus would be this inseparability of space and awareness, and the focuser, so to speak, would be wisdom. But in actual fact, there is no separation. What happens or has happened at that point is that one rests within the essential nature of the Dharmakaya, which is this inseparability.
Tundre mato tene pena randong tago chuka sejete tongja megal me payamare kuda san me payamare.
So there is not focus as explained in terms of the rantong or empty of self approach, where the Dharmakaya is related to emptiness as a mere, sorry, as an absolute negation or freedom from mental fabrication.
Tinata number Madope, number Madopala, make fidget, same genelo, ying that require yerme bam, Saturn ye meet, turned out round up to Nebalakova.
So, to say that non conceptuality focuses upon non conceptuality refers to resting within the true nature of mind, which is the inseparability of clarity and emptiness, or space and awareness. So it amounts to resting naturally within that inseparability.
The captain told me you could see Duba Yana, Chukasija the Karasana, Saint Janelo, Sarton Yemi, and Yenri Yemi, Sarton Yemi, and Yenri Yemi, and the Nete, didn't talk about Tamje, but laughed, Chukasigrisena Yandri.
So the Dharmakaya then relates to the true nature of mind. As was said, it is the inseparability of clarity and emptiness, or space and awareness. By resting within that inseparability, the true nature of mind, then all delusion is pacified or relinquished, exhausted.
Then Jepa ta longchot zopatin dijapar.
Then Number eight is that it is the support for the or support of the Sambhogakaya.
Yuen ting jia jian bi dan yin ke long jiu zuo bi ting de jiu bi se long jiu zuo ba dan zhe ba. Chu ge jiu jin long jiu zuo ba dan zhe ba yin de yuen ting jia jian bi dan yin ke long jiu zuo bi ge yi ting de jiu bi se. Long ge se jie de de za da gua le nan ge ye de ting de chu ge mian de ne long ge de zan de yong mi ke de.
So generally speaking, the Sambhogakaya then appears to those that have pure vision. Its support or foundation then is the Dharmakaya, without which it couldn't manifest or appear. And it is then said that the Dharmakaya is the support of or connected with the Sambhogakaya, since it is the support for the qualities the Sambhogakaya. These qualities of the Sambhogakaya are very vast, so the Dharmakaya is the support or foundation for the vast qualities of the Sambhogakaya.
Tajur Kona. Tajur is
on.
Oh, yeah. Then ten round dick up so chukala chukun sini jam chuku yun ting jayhibar.
So this part of the textbook then explains the eight characteristics of the Dharmakaya.
Rendi yun ting jayte. That do the same on the tenin yam so yun ting jayte chukun sini sini.
So, as was said, the title of this lesson, this part in the textbook, is then as follows, namely, the characteristics of the Dharmakaya are eight, sameness, and so forth. So that then concludes a brief explanation on these eight characteristics of the Dharmakaya.
Do you have questions?
Do you have
questions?
It seems that each one of these characteristics of the Dharmakaya is beyond conception.
Mm-hmm.
Although it sounds like a characteristic I could conceive of, if the characteristic I can conceive of is tainted by one of the two extremes.
Pardon?
Although it seems
they're non-conceptual, right?
They're non-conceptual,
yeah.
but they sound like characteristics that I can conceive of, but they're not. So
they sound like characteristics you can or can't conceive of.
They sound like characteristics which I can conceive of,
mm-hmm.
but they are not those characteristics.
Yeah.
So. Why am I taught eight characteristics of the Dharmakaya which I can't conceive of?
The Seni Ge, Seni Ge, in Namto le repares, Namto ki sin to ki omares, Tene Namto ki sin matubna, Tene Shepei penyun kariore.
Shepe penyon de namdo len de pe dun de tokpe che do tene tani na zokpa je se de tani na zokpa je tani na zokpa jeba de namdo len de pe dun de tokpe che do tene tangbo namdo ge langba de.
So names and conventions are taught or presented in order to enable those to be trained to enter the path of non-conceptuality, independence upon the conceptual path.
Rekarasana namdolin debe tonte hepe kapsa tani mazena tene namdolin debe tonte yobatan yang hakotu yomare.
If one doesn't use words and convention, when trying to describe the meaning of that which is beyond concepts, then beings wouldn't even know of the existence of there being something beyond concepts, that there is something beyond concepts.
This is a Tundan Denban Tartoba. Chukotabu Tundan Denban Tartona Namdol and Deba Yina Yang Sanje Tap Kayan, Tugi Jeva Yimbe, Tam Kayba Tam Mayimba, Tugi Chimbo Denba, Tam Kayba, the Tugi Chimbo Nika than Debesena, Tanya Tanya Natsoba Dine, then Namdol and Deba Ton and Yuba, Yuba Tabsubari, Tamna.
So then the Dharmakaya is, so to speak, the ultimate absolute. Even though it's beyond the conceptual mind, the Buddha spoke of it out of compassion for beings and applying or employing skillful means. He did so in order to enable those to be trained to
to enable
those to be trained to engage in that which is beyond concepts.
Then Gombulodrupje, Tanya Lan and Martin, but Tambaton, the Tom and Jerson. Tambaton and Mato, but young in there, but Tom and Jerson. This and Tanya, Tambotani, not over the gold. Tanya Lan and Martinba. Tanya Martinba, Tom Tambadamba, Togumare. Don't tamper them by Madon and young in the Batugumare, this and a tambo tanyan out of a Google.
So Nagarjuna has said that if one doesn't rely upon convention or words, the ultimate truth cannot be realized, and therefore Nirvana could not be attained. So one has to start off by relying on words and convention.
They end up in a and the number Sanje below La Demba Nijanam Yamandawa Yobatea Gunzog Latina Tendan Topa Tap Tendra Somebody.
So there are, for example, the presentation of the two truths, where one is led to the ultimate independence upon the relative or conventional.
Penatomba Sanje Tambo, Denji Chunkor Convesca, Capsu Tambo, Donaji Demba Somatea, Tendan Tato, Donal and Debe.
So when the Buddha turned the wheel of the Dharma for the first time, he talked about the four truths. The first is the truth of suffering. This truth was taught in order to enable those to be trained to realize the ultimate absolute truth, which is beyond suffering or pain, which is beyond mental fabrication.
Then a pen on Demba Nijin Joseph Kandijinian, Nabalola, Kunzo Demba, Tandan, Demba Ni, the Song, then Deva. Then a son, Angal and Purple Cabs, so Hopa, Nigamina, Chicken Porto Mare, then I in somebody.
So the two truths have been posited in various ways in the Buddhist tradition. Whichever approach one considers, the two truths are to be unified. Both are needed, just as a bird needs two wings when flying through space.
When a kunzo denam ya mambo ji hi, kunzo denam ya mambo ji hi na yang, kunzo tela ten na thon tam ten ba to ma thom na yangin le ba thop thop mare.
So even though, for example, one might have an extensive knowledge of relative truths, then if independence upon that knowledge, one does not realize the ultimate, then one will not attain Nirvana.
Re, don tamba denba kahe kunzo le nyingbo yo mare sa don tamba denba kona chuna yang kunzo je du mato pe kunzo je nam yang do du ji kunzo je nam ya kunzo ko ma nyu Jepatan, Duba, Jepa, Yamara. Kaki guns of Jachembolo Jonesogre, Higogre, Kaki guns of Duba, Higogre, guns of Jepa, Machina, Yang, Kiawang, the legend, the last over, then guns of Duba, the Machina, don't have them at all.
So then there are those that are of another opinion, namely that presentations of the relative truth or relative truths are of no great meaning. One should concentrate on the ultimate truth or absolute truth. That's also a mistake. One needs some knowledge of the relative truth. Without such knowledge, one will not be able to realize the ultimate. Whether that knowledge is a detailed knowledge or a very brief one, any case, one needs some knowledge. One needs to at least have an understanding of action result, there being a succession of births, and so on and so forth.
Tene ton tambe demba teya ton tambe demba selijere te sanje macha pare sane chiki son sanje jma ya pare ton demba tele ya meng namra ton tamba se de chiki son te to baka pare son ya ye yo mare se ton tamba tele ya tene si meng namra ja tha mang bo son pare te son go ba de ton tamba hin de to baka wa te to la be che de son pare.
So the ultimate truth is difficult to realize or fathom. For that reason, the Buddha has described it by using a lot of different terms, giving it a lot of different names, since it would be insufficient to give it only one name, such as, for example, saying it is inconceivable. It needs to be described.
Singing number,
Token, Mima, Tampo, Gupju,
तो मातम ना ता चीख के ना जाता मरे लोगा चिकु ती ते ने चे ते के यहाँ तो ना बदें बात हो जी या तुम लोग जिन्हें लोग संभव तो उसी लोग.
So then beings are of different dispositions. An individual might have heard the ultimate described in 99 different ways and not been able to realize the ultimate independence upon these descriptions. Another description may be given, so that makes in all 100, and in dependence upon that one, this individual might realize the ultimate.
Dor dono tun tan demba te thab na chokbe to gore me na chokwale tin ma to ha kote.
So the ultimate has to be realized through a variety of methods, through a variety of names. So if there is a person who has never had something sweet, one might attempt to explain what that taste is like, and when attempting to explain that, one would make use of a variety of words and terms in order to enable that person to conceive of what this taste is like.
Namo sije de kadere sene koran nyanyo yo mare churmo mayimba. Churmo mayimba sene yan ro genda yere kanga kanga le do pa la na yan ko kale ka
bu. So one may, might say that when sweet taste is different from a sour taste, one might describe all tastes that are opposite of a sweet taste. Even so, the person one is speaking to might not be able to understand what sweet taste is like.
Whereas if one is
speaking to a person who has tasted something sweet, is immediately understood what one is talking about.
Tani Hamova Chila Namo de Datena Shepa Chik Jatin, Tato de Namo Satin and Yuan Yungo. Then I get in it, Tato Gongo.
So one would in various ways, then as was said, describe what a sweet taste is like and finally give something sweet to the person in question so that he or she can experience what it's like. Similarly, the ultimate is described in various ways. The ultimate itself then has to be realized through the practice of meditation. There has to be personal experience of it. So similarly, in order to realize the ultimate, various methods have to be described, and the practitioner has to apply himself to these methods. Apply himself to the practice of meditation in order to generate realization of the ultimate. In order to develop proper meditation, one needs to study.
Mixadam Mixe La Debe Yingrik Yerme de Chiku Nation Shakna Tene Tamate Numomba Jungi Yomane Jungi Mane Tene Nangwa Tamte Di Dongchu Rede
Mixata, New Zealand, Chukumon, the Jonah Jevara, Jeransi, Tessi, Massa Sabondo. Mixa, New Zealand, the Chukumon, the Jonah, Jeva Yisara. Then now at Tampia don't go ever severe away. Meme Kuranga, Jeransoma, Kuranga. Mixa, New Zealand, the Chukumon, the Jonah. Take Lactante, I remember the things. Chukumon, the Jonah, now at Tampia don't go ever severe away. Yibe. Don't do anything. Yeah, that is
the question is that if one is resting in a state which transcends a something to be focused on, and someone who is focusing, which is described as being one of the qualities of the Dhammakaya, then while resting in that, then whatever appears will be the Sabodhikaya. So that's the question.
Mizilin de Chuko Tango de Chonas. Chukurangani Namakan Yoma, Karesana, Mizata Mizi Yoma. Chukurangan Ola Nama Twendanji Wang the Senna Yoma, Tatoku wants to send a Nama Yopa, the Meba Tantil and Beba Rexigan.
Twendanji
Wang the Senna, Chukula Ranang Mato, Series Namakan Yoma. Tartoko wang to say na nama yue ba da me ba tan jie len de ba re. Nama
kaya
yue ma re se ho yue ma re. Ha. Nama kaya yue ma re se ho yue ma re. Tuen dan ki wang to say na nama yue ma re. Tuen dan tartoko wang to say na nama yue ba da me ba nika len de ba re.
So as was said, the Dharma kaya is then beyond the separation of a focus and something focused upon. That is in terms of the Dharmakaya being manifest. It was also said that the Dharmakaya is the inseparability of space and awareness, or space and insight. And when considering the Dharmakaya itself, then there are no separations, such as something focused upon and someone focusing, or something observed and someone observing. In terms of the Dharmakaya, there isn't any experience of external appearances. It is beyond the extremes of existence and non-existence both.
Tenda ore ta chuk te la random lo se na teni chupa tham ki ke bare yin dong lo ta de se na teni yin da re pa yin na ra.
So in terms of the random approach, the Dharmakaya is the pacification of mental fabrications. In terms of the Shentong tradition, it is the inseparability of space and awareness.
Ten yin dong lo le chuk te yin da re pa yin me pa yin ba jin ten la ten ne.
So,
in
dependence upon this inseparability of space and awareness related to the Shentong tradition, then that inseparability is what permits the Sambhogakaya and Nirmanakaya to appear. It is the quality of luminosity that then permits the two form kayas to appear.
The Jimson Carrers and the Tenda, Codevo Senna, Chukumo the Joker Capso. Lotan, Lose, Chisay, Sigeta, Lotan, Lotan, Dotan, T. Yoda Joker Chutan, Jesay, someone at him, Yoda, you see the Nama coming.
So the Dharmakaya is then beyond or devoid of conceptuality and objects that the conceptual mind focuses upon. Conceptuality and its objects have been exhausted, and for that reason there are no longer, or there is no longer
appearance.
So the fact that the Dharmakaya is beyond conceptuality and its objects is related mainly to the Mahamudra and Mahati traditions. There are then other Buddhist traditions that do not assert the Dharmakaya in that way. Some say that or teach that mind still occurs or manifests even at the level of the Dharmakaya.
Jitang sanji jikola tanda chukate tuendan jikore longkote truku nipote kunzuk jikore.
So generally speaking, the Dharmakaya is the ultimate kaya and the two form kayas relative or conventional kaya.
Tina sanji ngoma te chukore ma to longkote truku nipote sanji ngoma ma usi.
So the Dharmakaya is said to be the true Buddha. The two form kayas are not considered to be the kayas of Buddha.
The Jumsen Karas and the Longa the Trukate, Longa the Saji Sanjas and the Megan Tongare, Trukate Tapata Mada, but not so good Megan Tongare, Zogre, Yuma Kingo and Yukin Zogre.
Since the Sambhogakaya is perceived by bodhisattvas on any of the ten bhumis or grounds, and the Nirmanakaya is perceived by various beings, those with pure vision and those with impure vision, both. Therefore, since these two form kayas can be perceived, they are said to be subject
to impermanence.
So Milarepa has said that two form kayas that appear to those that are to be trained should not be conceived of as the true Buddha.
Zukute longko de tuku nire ta longko de tuku te zuku nipo te doze tana le tapu na doze tapu na wa yimbe sena tana yimbe sena tene ten tatu ko sanje re sana tele shenba ma ze
so one shouldn't conceive of the two form kayas as the true Buddha these two then
nicha da pe na re
these two then are pure appearances occurring to those to be trained, but they should not be grasped as or conceived of as the true Buddha.
Takanamateya malanda takanam shavanda urisena devasa.
So such pure appearance can be compared to pure appearances in a dream.
Ne. Dozeta.
So, in terms of realizing the Dharmakaya, at that point, concepts or the conceptual mind is absorbed into the Dharmakaya. That is to say that the conceptual mind is self-liberated. So one should not understand that in a mistaken way, namely think that truly existent concepts have been stopped or ceased.
Mm-hmm.
So as has been said in the preliminary practices of the Mahamudra tradition, the essence of thoughts is the Dharmakaya. That refers to that the essence of thoughts is this inseparability of clarity and emptiness.
Nare, so te chukata zuk se jete thande yimbando rang nando le ke patan samno yaputan sina titeni no mingu.
Question about meditation.
Mm-hmm.
When you meditate on an emptiness, when one has an experience, some experience of emptiness,
mm-hmm.
it's very difficult not to try and grasp hold of this.
Mm-hmm.
It seems something good. One wants to make something of it so that it's there again for a long time. And obviously this is quite a long thing to do, but the problem is how to know how not to do this. Slight grasping will not result in great error or mistake. If one develops a very intense grasping, then one's meditation is mistaken, but slight grasping is not a great fault.
Penna tambo gomba kazu chu tamche tongba wo. Tongba se je te che amma do ba wo nyamba nda wo. Tenda wo. Tene nam to chi gure. Te te chan je.
To conceptualize emptiness, To conceptually conceive of phenomena as empty is not a great fault in itself and will not ensue in any great error.
Karasana poje gom toni gombele so kashela tungba wo sandan zintang tam tebe wache tu juin to gogre te meena hasha
gogre
zintang de lo so kashela te meena hasha nanta wanda wo chagre se ne kepa kashe ten da wo song
so some scholars then have in terms of the practice of meditation, that is meditating on emptiness, thought that one should develop a very, very intense mode of apprehension of emptiness. Otherwise, according to these scholars, one will fall into the error which is said to ensue from the tradition of Hashan or the view of Hashan.
So,
mere or very slight conceptuality of emptiness as a mere nothingness is not a fault in itself. In terms of a beginner, one then in fact meditates on emptiness in that way.
So
then Shrigodicharyavatara, it has been said that familiarization with mere nothingness is to be relinquished or given up later on. So such familiarization is then developed at first, at the outset, but that is not direct realization of emptiness, though that familiarization is relinquished when one achieves direct realization. So a progressive approach in terms of meditating on emptiness is to start out meditating on no self. Then one proceeds to meditation according to the Chittamatra tradition, which is then emptiness devoid of the duality of subject and object, namely that subject and object, or percept and perceiver, are grasped as two separate entities. Then one proceeds to the Madhyamaka tradition, the Svatantrikas and Prasangikas, and so on and so forth. The fifth stage is then meditation on emptiness in terms of the Shantong tradition, and a booklet has been made which then teaches these five approaches. So those that desire to approach the meditation on emptiness in such a way as was described can then try to get a copy of the book. It's a translation made by an English woman called
Shenten.
So one starts out with the more coarse aspects, and as one develops, one then refines one's practice of meditation and arrives at more and more subtle levels. So generally speaking, it's good to practice each approach for a long time. until some experience has been gained and then proceed to the next.
Nina then tendra wo chi yin bo bo ma to na tene re re den da re re da wo da ba re re da wo gom di zo ni ni ten kan ga wa chi so wo se
bo ni if one isn't able to do that one can practice each approach for a week or a month and then focus on the one finds most effective
no dana tene ranji chi ka so Tiang Mada, but don't young men in Gongoyere. Tanjo to go in because the don't young dog my neighbor. To me, Pippa Tanjo, but I don't remember the word.
So, in the Svatantrika tradition, one focuses on emptiness as a mere nothingness. In terms of the Pasangikas, one then is concerned with emptiness as being beyond or devoid of mental fabrication. And in terms of the Shentong approach, one is to rest within the inseparability of clarity and emptiness.
Tene te Tony Gomen de Zogo Jete, Tony Lapoji Lozula, Chepa Mambo, Tony Gomson Latini, Chepa Mambo, the King of Teleka for the teaching.
So emptiness is a disputed issue in terms of the Tibetan tradition. Therefore, Rinpoche found it necessary to write this fivefold approach.
Tina Malaria was done the song Kahilando, Tumbao, Medao, something Zimbabwe. So Zimbabwe, someone sent the Kogumaris and Chonze Hatan, you know, which one goes.
So Milarepa has also said, as was said formerly or previously, that a slight grasping of emptiness or conceptualization of emptiness as a mere nothingness is no great error. It's only when such grasping is intensified that error occurs.
Dordona so suchivi lola norvan truva yere, non tro de chung 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 tam gom jago. Tambu non tro di gom da wunga.
So at the outset one's meditation is mistaken, one then gradually is to remove these mistakes.
So, it's
also a mistake to think that one should from the outset be able to meditate without any errors whatsoever.
Because
it depends upon that intense grasping will be developed.
Then I think that I was choosing to do a lot of things.
So when one practices the Dharma, one shouldn't think that I should attain awakening immediately. That's in itself a mistake or an error. Because one will not achieve awakening at once and not being able to do so, one becomes disturbed and problems occur.
Then Lamsang Dorje Tepe Lola Cheche Le San Jeva Song Yere Lamsang Sang Majena Ncheka Tan Pato Da Lamsang Sang Majena Ncheka Tan Pato Da Vala San Jena Le Yere.
Even though one might not be able to attain awakening while alive, one might be able to do so at the time of death or in the intermediate state.
Even
if one doesn't attain awakening, if one is able to develop an open and spacious state of mind, that might be sufficient.
He said
space and awareness, I think.
Space and awareness?
Yeah.
And that the focus, too, was wisdom.
Right.
So I'm wondering how it is that this focuser is not the self, how it is that one comes to have...
Well, he actually also said that this is just the way of describing it. In fact, there is no separation between focused and focuser.
That's true. But could you ask how it is that one would even be able to say that if the focuser is weakened?
Well,
the focuser, as he said, is wisdom. And it's wisdom realizing no self, therefore it can possibly be the self. So now we will meditate
a bit.
So when one observes the essence of mind while meditating, there might be an experience of its emptiness in a very clear or manifested way. If that occurs, one should then try to rest within that.
Thank you.